is a fear that terrorists could make a bomb from the radioactive waste from a nuclear generating station. Today on Energy Forum, David Turnbull discusses this possibility with Dr. Bernard Cohen, a nuclear expert. Dr. Cohen is a professor of nuclear physics at the University of Pittsburgh and author of several books on nuclear energy. And now, here's David.
Dr. Cohen, is it possible to make a nuclear bomb out of the waste material from a nuclear reactor?
Well, it would certainly be possible. It would be very difficult, very dangerous to anybody trying to do it, and so forth, but it cannot be said to be impossible.
Well, do you see a potential danger of terrorists stealing plutonium for the purpose of making a bomb?
Well, of course, the first problem would be whether you have plutonium separated, plutonium would not be separated unless you do reprocessing.
It is in the waste material, though.
Right. But once you do have plutonium there are several very serious difficulties terrorists would face. In the first place, it's very difficult and dangerous to steal plutonium because it's very carefully safeguarded. It's worth $5,000 a pound, and it's guarded like it's worth $5 million a pound. Then the next problem is, once they got their plutonium, it's very difficult to make a bomb. It's estimated it would require several people, very skillful and with a lot of different experiences. You need someone who is capable of handling explosives, electronics, chemical processing. You'd have to have someone who is familiar with nuclear reactor theory and so on. So it is a very difficult, time-consuming, and dangerous job to make a bomb if the terrorists would decide to try.
Now, in Canada, we don't reprocess. So what does that all mean?
I would almost say that without reprocessing, it would be essentially impossible for terrorists to handle the plutonium to make a bomb.
All right, let's put that aside for a moment. If a bomb were made, would it be capable of blowing up an entire city?
No, all the ideas that have been put forth on this give you the impression, at least, that all they could hope to do would be blow up a large building. Like Ted Taylor's example is usually that you could blow up the World Trade Center in New York. Now, the World Trade Center sometimes contains up to 50,000 people, and that's the origin of the statement that one of these bombs could kill 50,000 people. But keep in mind that we're talking about something that could blow up a large building, not a city. And incidentally, if you want to kill all the people in a large building, there are many easier ways to do it. For example, you could put a poison gas into the ventilation system. There are many other ways you could kill all the people in a large building that would be much easier and more practical for terrorists to undertake than to go this nuclear bomb route.
Why could you not just build a bigger bomb that would blow up a bigger area?
The laws of diminishing returns come in very rapidly there. You would have to build if you build a 10 times bigger bomb, which would mean stealing 10 times as much plutonium, and then you wouldn't be able to transport things and so on. Then it would blow up perhaps 3 or 4 buildings.
Okay. Do you feel we should concentrate on developing other energy options, such as solar, which I imagine is a lot safer, until we're sure about just how safe these nuclear reactors really are?
I don't feel that the situation is such that you have to concentrate on anything. We do as much research on solar energy as is practical to do, and still go ahead with development of all the other options also. The solar energy is in a very primitive state. Nobody has any very good ideas on which way to go, and there's a lot of basic thinking and simple research has to be done, which is not very expensive and doesn't require a great deal of concentration. Incidentally, it isn't so obvious that solar is safer. Nuclear energy is acknowledged universally, I believe now, to be safer than our present method of generating electricity, which is from coal. And most people would agree that it's safer than generating it from oil or gas, which are our other two methods. Safer than generating it from water power, because after all, hydroelectric dams can burst and kill a lot of people. Oil and gas, I should have said, can cause fires and explosions. When you talk about solar energy, you have to wonder how often people might fall off their roof when they're trying to clean the snow off their solar collectors, and so on. It's by no means obvious that solar energy is safer than nuclear.
You mentioned coal. How safe is it?
Well, coal is essentially universally acknowledged to be much more dangerous than any of these other forms of energy. And even the Union of Concerned Scientists, which is the most vocal anti-nuclear organization in this country, concedes that nuclear power is many times safer than getting the same power from coal.
Dr. Cohen, thank you very much.